from Mosaic Marketing. This is Small Business Spotlight, a show that gives small businesses a spotlight to what they do.
Yeah, today is a great day, and I am so excited because I have a wonderful business photographer. She's from the Manchester, Connecticut area, and she's got a great, interesting company that I want to talk about. The company is called A Bear with Thumbs. Isn't that a cool way of saying, I am here? And I want to introduce Mary Quinn, photographer. Hey, Mary, how you doing?
Hi, I'm great. How are you?
I'm doing great. It's great to have you here on our third episode of Small Business Spotlight with Mosaic. And welcome.
Thank you. The number three is my lucky number, so I'm feeling even better now.
Okay. Well, yeah. You know, interesting how people have this thing with numbers. And I like number three. I do. But, you know, one of my favorite numbers.
Which one?
Is nine. Ooh. I just love nine. And that's actually divided by three.
I was going to say, yeah.
That's cool. So we're going to talk about what you do and what A Bear of Thumbs, A Bear with Thumbs is, and what you do with your small business. But the biggest thing is you're a photographer.
Yes.
And you specialize in business photography, correct?
Yes.
So tell me a little bit about business photography and why you picked that specialty.
Well, I think first and foremost, I enjoy photographing people. So anytime that I can get involved with any kind of community business or, just people who want good for their where they're living and where they're at, that's who I want to be involved with. So whether that is in restaurants or in schools or in, you know, my chiropractor's office, I want to help them support me just as much as they want to help, you know, me.
Yeah, sure. So how did you get into it?
Sure. So I've always been a creative. I'm a very creative person, always wanting to do something with my hands. When it comes to capturing images, I think that came when I was a little bit older. I received my first camera when I was probably about 10 or 11. Since then, I haven't been able to sell it yet because it's still close to my heart, but always at a young age. Professionally, I started my business, Bear with Thumbs LLC. We're coming up on our 1 year mark, which is really exciting. So in June, it'll be a year that I've been doing this professionally, but I'm 28 years old. So it's been a long time that I've dabbled with my camera and photography, and all of my experience in those years have led me to this. So when it comes to working with businesses, you got to find your right community. And as much as I love to work with people personally, of course, but sometimes with the businesses, it's fun because you always get a little bit of advice along the way too, which is really important to me to help each other out.
Well, you know, when you're growing, it's really important to understand that, hey, you don't know all the answers. And when there's people that are willing to help you along the way, it makes it so much better. It's always best to be transparent so they know exactly where you are. But just like anything else, you learn from your mistakes and you pick yourself up and you just keep going. I've seen many of your photographs and your work and TV commercials you've done and some of the other things, magazine photography, food photography, businesses. You wouldn't know that you've been doing it just a year.
I'm sitting here right now and it's kind of really overwhelming. Sometimes you sit back and you say all those things and it's like, you're right. You're right. And I tell people a lot, you know, I think that Manchester specifically has just given me a big hug.
From Manchester, right? You're from Manchester.
No, I'm not. No, that's why I say
Manchester.
No, I'm originally from Westfield.
Westfield, Massachusetts.
Yeah, Westfield, Massachusetts.
Okay, so you're a Massachusetts girl.
You guys, but Manchester. Yeah, Manchester has given me a big hug. I mean, you know, I sell my masks, which is another part that, you know, we'll get to. But the place that I work, he's helped me a bunch of times, and I've produced a commercial for him.
Television commercial. Yeah.
Correct. Mm-hmm. And then, like I also said, you know, the chiropractor that I go to, that's literally within walking distance. Mm-hmm. I do a chalkboard there. And he also purchased masks for his staff there. So
okay, let's talk a little bit.
Yeah, sorry.
people may be like confused. So there's a couple of layers to Mary Quinn.
It's how my brain works.
That's okay. A Beer with Thumbs, you started as a small company. First, what, selling masks?
It's founded on photography. That's why we started there. And then yes, I started stumbling into the various tributaries.
Well,
that
it's
are
part
involved.
Of the pandemic.
Right. Exactly.
This was a way of survival.
Exactly.
So you're a photographer first.
Right. The business was formed because I was laid off from my job.
Right.
I was put on furlough because of the COVID pandemic. I've spent prior to my career now, I spent over a decade in the hospitality industry, working in restaurants, working positions from working my way up, you know, from a dishwasher to a bartender to a bar manager, XYZ. Mm-hmm. Learned everything that I need now from that experience, hands down. Couldn't do it without meeting the people, especially that I've met throughout the industry, who now help me in all sorts of ways. But yes, was put on furlough. At the time, my family was going through a lot. My father was terminally ill, which was unfortunate, but given the time off from work, I was able to be with my family. And that was very important for me. So
important.
For a lot of people, you know, the pandemic was a very, very terrible thing. And I understand that.
Oh, yeah.
But for me, it was helpful to have that time off specifically. And also to reorganize my mind. Because at the time, you know, I was working a lot. I was very stressed. I wasn't very happy. And given that time off, the passing of my father at the time, you know, that all helped me realign, you know, what am I doing? What am I really doing? I have this time. Let's figure it out. And thankfully, it's bittersweet when someone you love passes away because, you know, he was able to leave me with a little bit of something to help me start my business. And that's kind of how it started. And then...
So you had some seed money from dad.
Had some seed money.
God bless him.
Right, exactly. And so it's been just kind of, you just keep going.
People have gotten seed money from lots of different places.
Oh, yeah.
You know, so,
and
I mean,
the time, yeah, I was receiving unemployment too. So,
right.
You know, my first stimulus, I bought my camera. I bought my brand new updated camera from the one that I had received when I was like 10.
Yeah.
Cameras are like computers. They age in months.
Yeah. So this is all recovery from the pandemic.
Right.
And what happened?
And right. So I had always wanted to do something on my own. What could I do? My sister's always been the one. You need to do something with your creative side, and mm-hmm. and she's my accountant,
right.
So she's kind of my strong arm,
right.
When it comes
and
to
it's
the other
always
side.
Great. It's always
Family.
Great to build a business mm-hmm. about something that you're passionate about,
right?
Because that makes it more exciting,
right? I think a Bear with Thumbs is really sits strong on my camera and my sewing machine.
Okay.
And those have always been my very go-to creative things, my creative side. And when the camera was pretty much an obvious, the photography was obvious. You know, people need photographs. Where you're going to go with it, I don't know. You'll figure it out along the way.
Right.
And that's kind of what happened. And then on the other side, when everybody was needing masks, you know, I was thinking, well, I have so much extra fabric. I've been doing this since I was a kid. Go buy some elastic, which I actually ended up having downstairs. And I kept my very first mask that I ever made just because I thought it was cool. And I just started making masks. And since then, we are two designs later and you know, making it, improving it, getting it better, the process better, opening up a website, putting the masks up and down Main Street in Manchester, the businesses who have supported me to do that. So that's kind of the other side, is with the sewing machine. Now, where that's going to go with all these new mandates, who knows? But that's always been in my mind. I've always known that, you know, someday these won't be a thing. So you'll always keep creating.
Well, you've got the sewing, you've got the technique, you've been playing around with the types of fabrics, looking at things. So it's just an evolving thing.
Right.
And then you've got your photography, which has also been evolving.
Right.
And let's talk about the photography part.
Sure. I guess this past week was really exciting. It was really busy. I was assigned to photograph a school program in elementary schools in Manchester. So I was able to go in and meet some of these kids and kind of brighten my day and see some people who are innocent.
Yeah. How old were they?
3 to 8, I believe.
Okay. So they're probably pretty excited about a photographer coming around. And
the preschool was my favorite. The kids were so excited. And once they learned that, you know, they could come over and say hi and take a picture of me. And, you know, I took a picture of one of the kids coming down the slide. And then it was like one after the other.
Oh, yeah, they all wanted. Okay, mom and dad, listen, you want to buy some photographs of your kids, you know, talk to Mary Quinn right now. What school was it?
I was at Bennett. I was at Highland Park Elementary. I was at Waddell and then the Early Learning Center in Manchester.
Okay, and so what are they going to do with these photographs?
They're updating their website, which is awesome.
Okay, so marketing. This is digital marketing. Mm-hmm. So you're doing business photography that people can actually use their photos on their websites.
Right.
And it's always great when you're building a website to use personal photographs in some way. There's a lot of people that use stock photos and so on and so forth. And if people don't know what stock photos are, what are stock photos?
They're just photographs that are everywhere. I mean, you can purchase them or, you know, some of them are free if you can find them.
Right, right.
But they're just filler photos.
Some of them are really good.
Yeah,
of course. I mean, I've seen some really great ones.
Oh, yeah. And someone's getting paid for it. Someone's doing it.
Yeah. So, but it's always great to have a photographer go out, do a shoot. So let's talk a little bit about shoot, all right? It's fun, all right? I love...
it is super fun.
Yeah. First of all, let's talk about your personal style.
Okay. I am a very colorful person, and that is definite. You know, for instance, I think of things that I'm not, I think sometimes, you know, and not to say that it's bad necessarily, but you know, I like to go find places that are fun and exciting. I don't have to have a golden hour if it's not available. I like when other people are inspired. So if you come to me with an idea and you're like, hey, these are my earrings. I love them. I make them. They're so cool. Would you photograph them for me for my website? Oh, yes. Somewhere along the way, I'm getting a set of earrings. You're getting some really cool pictures. And now I have a new friend. My style, the only thing that I can really define it as is colorful.
Okay. So you've got a colorful style.
Yeah.
Well, I've seen some of your stuff and people can go to your website. It's abearwiththumbs.com.
Yes.
And there's a whole gallery right there. Right?
Yeah, you can go to the gallery from that website, yes.
Yeah, and you can see what her personal style is. And it is very colorful, and she's got some interesting...
funky sometimes.
Funky and some trendy, or trend-setting, I should say. Actually.
Yeah. I would say that me and my friends, one of my friends, Melissa specifically, she'll come out with me and do whatever we want. So the only thing that hinders us is time.
Mm-hmm. How do you prepare for a shoot?
Lots of ways. specifically... where are we going? What are we doing? I ask a lot of questions, even if the person that I'm working with doesn't have all the answers. And that's okay. A lot of the times I have to have the answers. But my first question is, where are we going? You know, what are we doing? What are we celebrating? If it's a person, you know, I like to bring them somewhere that really reflects them. So, you know, I like to know where they grew up. When I do this kind of thing, I have a consultation ahead of time.
Okay, so you have a consultation, and now we're talking not only businesses that you do, also do portraits and
even like, with a business, you want to talk to them.
Yeah, high school graduation photographs,
senior photos,
seniors, and stuff like mm-hmm. that. So you have to have some type of communication with the client,
right?
And establish something in the way of, okay, this is what we're going to do. They may have ideas of what they want to do, and you will have ideas too, right?
Yeah, basically you want to get on the same page and have one common goal. That's okay. Pretty much it. The journey can be fun and exciting. That's what it's all about. But at the end of the day, you need to be on the same page. Otherwise, you know, you're not on the same page. Okay. But, you know, so, like some people, like I said, are really specific. You know, some people are like, oh, I really want a shot where I'm doing this, or I'm in this spot, or, you know, and those are that's their opportunity to tell me that. But if they don't know that, that's totally fine. They want me to, you know, Mary, take the wheel. All right, like, let's go then. I'm taking the wheel.
And then when you do like a magazine, because you do magazine shots,
right?
Okay, there's usually an editor or assignment person that's giving you some type of instructions. What are some of those things like?
Generally, it's putting products within a shot somewhere, or utilizing something that wants to be highlighted in the article. You know, we've done tea specifically that wanted to be a part of the photo shoots. For magazines, it can be different. It can range. But again, it's always just about communicating. You know, you want to make sure that you communicate with each other and ask those questions. I've learned that throughout my experience at this point is not everybody's going to tell you the answers. So you also have to know what you need. Making sure that I ask those questions. Hey, are there any branded products that need to be a part of this? Sometimes it's up to me to do that, and that's okay. But knowing that that needs to be a part of it is important, and it's only going to help. You want to include as many people or, you know, things as you can in certain circumstances, because it's only going to help. Supporting other businesses is only going to help right now, and especially locally with everything that our community and our world is going toward. Sometimes it's even a trade, like I was saying with the earrings. Sometimes it's a, hey, can you do this for me if my service lends a service for you? Of course. So communicating, I think, is the key to that. I probably strangled along a little bit.
Yeah, no, I get it. It's when you're growing and you're developing your own brand and who you are personally, and you reaching out to your customer and you want to work with that customer, and sometimes, yeah, there's a situation where you work in trade. I've known that taking trade for parking spaces and tickets to concerts.
Right,
and,
right.
And no, I mean, that's...
Not to say you should found your business on it.
No. But you know, sometimes it's like, okay, well, you know, I can...
You give a little to get a little. Yeah. And I think that's what it's really all about.
And especially now with the end of this pandemic, and everybody's just trying to get back.
Yeah, not everybody's got a buck. Sometimes you got to lend a hand just to you know, help anyone.
Right. So those bucks will come, and sometimes they will, you know, really will fall from the sky, and sometimes you just have to wait and be patient. As long as you can't afford to do that,
right.
You can do that. Yeah, it's one of those things. When you're also getting an assignment for a shoot, what are some of those assignments?
Create a commercial for a restaurant, for a small restaurant, photograph some food for them while kind of doing that. The magazine, you know, it's that seasonal, so it's very focused on what are the colors of the season. That's part of the assignment.
Oh, interesting. So those are guidelines.
Yeah,
those
sure.
are the, mm-hmm. the, what they call assignment guidelines.
Sure. Or even like if they don't request something specific, it's the negative too. You know, we don't want blue or like that wintry color. We want it to be red because it's more Christmassy. You know, it's something, it can always come in different forms, but that's how something can be assigned as well.
What was your favorite photograph that you've ever done?
There's three that come to my mind, and one of which is of my nephew's hands when he was baptized, and it has a rosary bead around it. That was from my dad. So that's just very personal to me. And I just really like that photograph. It's just very warm, lit, and very pure because obviously it's of a child and there's a lot of white and creamy colors going on. The second, and I think they all three kind of reflect me a little bit. So that one is kind of, you know, the soft side of me. I would say that my second favorite is of a waterfall in New Hampshire. And what I did, very simple photographer trick, leave your shutter open a little bit longer than you normally would. And instead of the water being captured very crisp, it comes out in very white streams. But it just creates like a stream, like a very soft light. And that's my second favorite photograph just because I love nature so much. And then I think my third favorite currently, which will probably change, is a photograph of a friend of mine who I photographed for her birthday, her 18th birthday. But she was just very girly, very pink. She had a tiara on and she's got her hands kind of underneath her face. And people who it's on my Instagram. But she just looked so cute. The sunset and was in her eye. So if you look really close, which not a lot of people would, but again, it's kind of one of those things that me and the client both are just like, that was awesome. And it was just a beautiful photograph. And she looked so happy and the time was fun for me. And I know she had a great time. And I think each of those kind of represents me kind of well. It's the fun and exciting, you know, almost like pink and flirty, and then the earthy and you know, that kind of strong vibe, and then the soft child almost, you know, just always wanting to be.
Yeah, I could tell. I could tell by your facial expressions and the way you're describing each of these photographs how they really enlightened you as a person, and that you captured part of yourself in the photography, or in the photo, I should say.
And the trust that the clients give to me too. You know, the trust that they give to me to capture things like that, and the trust that I give to them. Like, I'm like, oh, you look great right now. You know, the confidence that gets built throughout all of that is, or, you know, the reaction of a mom or, you know, a family member just to a photograph that means a lot to them. That's what it's really all about at the end of the day.
Yeah. Well, some of those photographs are a keepsake of a story, you know?
Yeah.
So, I mean, it captures a moment, and it's, you know, it is something that's really exciting or is important, and it's a beautiful story. And which is important to capturing that moment. And as a photographer, you get an opportunity to actually grab that millisecond.
Oh, yeah.
And
then
change it in a way that it's everlasting, you know, because you're catching a moment.
Mm-hmm.
And that moment might have been something that was missed. And you saw it, or your camera saw it. You know,
So sometimes the camera sees it before I do.
Yeah, it's right. It's cool, right? And it's an emotional journey that you're taking too.
Yeah,
right?
It can
right.
be. Oh yeah. Oh, my boyfriend knows it.
Yeah. Tell us a little bit about that. What's that?
Personally, it's for him. You know, I spend a lot of time. You know, he works full time. He works two jobs. You know. Oh man, it warms my heart sometimes because, you know, at one point he said. Because I see him coming home tired and things like that. And, you know, I was like, is it worth it? You know, what are we doing this for? You know, you got to recheck yourself sometimes. And he was like, well, no, like you're doing this, like you're making this work. So of course I'm going to work hard too, because you're doing the same thing. And, you know,
that's a good partner.
Yeah, I know. Trust me.
That's another thing about businesses, especially small businesses, a lot of family
Own
businesses.
Yeah.
I mean,
there's good sides and there's bad sides.
Because
there's days that I'm down there in the studio and, you know, because I have my studio in my basement and, you know, I'm down there editing, or, you know, there's sometimes where dinner doesn't get made or whatever. And, you know, he has to be forgiving of that. And he has to be forgiving of the time and the emotional energy, you know, like we were just talking about, to other people sometimes. And it's like, I'll come home and I don't, you know, really want to do much or anything, or we're both tired or whatever. So, you know, you have to keep working on your personal relationships too. You can't always involve yourself in client, you know, relationships forever. You got to remember that you have the ones at home too that are just as important, if not more.
Yeah, definitely. One of the things that we were talking about was a specialty that is happening in advertising, and that's called macro photography. You know, it's all about making small things look larger than life. I think it's very cool. It's definitely a way to bring that image to life in a magazine or an ad.
It's an eye that the normal human doesn't have. So when they see it, it fascinates you inevitably. And yeah, I love macro photography. I actually was deciding between purchasing new lighting or purchasing a macro lens, and I went with the macro lens.
Okay, let's talk a little bit about gear, just a little bit.
Sure.
What kind of gear do you use?
Expensive.
Well, yeah. Once you get to a certain point, you have to have expensive stuff, right?
So I am a huge Canon supporter. I'm a big Canon fan. I love all kinds of media, but Canon is close to my heart. So I use Canon. But my lenses vary. Like, for instance, my macro lens is a Tamron, which is a different brand entirely. The other thing too that people don't think about is the computer. And now I'll admit I can't even really tell you too much about my computer, because I had a gamer friend hook me up with it, because it really needed to be at gaming speed to be editing and doing all the things that we do. That is crucial. And I've had friends of mine who have purchased cameras since I've started my business. And they're like, what do you do with your computer? How do you even, once you get the photo, what do you do to edit it? And I'm like, oh, trust me. Yeah, it's worth it. It's worth it. So,
so when you're talking about a gaming, we're talking about a very fast, lots of memory.
Lots of memory. And then the monitor needs to be HD.
Okay, HD monitors.
Yeah, so all the equipment is important. I'm not, it's not necessary. But I do think if you're going to produce and have a business, it is necessary.
Okay, that's very cool. What else? What else gear? How about lighting?
Lighting. Oh, man. Lots of lighting. Flashes. If you want like colorful lighting too, you know, I mean, depending on, again, what kind of experience do you want to give? Is there colors? Is there not? Are you outside? Are you inside? I have one light that I use for a lot of products because it's very movable. I can just go around with it anywhere. And it's a, I keep putting my fingers apart from him to show him the length of it, but it's like a strobe bar. It's
16, kind of like a light 18 bar. Inches strobe light,
right, like
LED type of thing.
Right.
LED
right.
thing. Mm-hmm. How about light boxes? Do you ever use light boxes?
That's the next investment.
Okay.
Yeah. Yeah. Those are a pretty penny. Yeah. So as long as I can go outside, my camera can conquer the world. And inside, it's fine. I've set up a small studio in my basement so that can, I've produced, you know, simple headshots, creative photography out of there in that space. Hopefully that space for me, the goal is to have that ready and up and running and able to have clients in there professionally, by the winter when the weather gets cold.
Now you talked about your Instagram. What's your Instagram handle?
It's underscore a bear with thumbs underscore.
Underscore a bear with thumbs underscore. A bear with thumbs.
Yeah, so my nickname in high school was Mare Bear, and it kind of stuck with me. And I've always been kind of a wild child and think of myself as a bear at times, you know, especially when I'm hungry. So that kind of followed with me. And then I figured, well, if a bear could do anything, it would be me. But if because it's me, I can be better than a bear because I have thumbs. So a Bear with Thumbs LLC it is. And that's kind of stuck.
All right. So
I don't know if it'll evolve, but
I love it. So people could actually reach out. Bearwiththumbs.com is your website, and
right.
Underscore a bear with thumbs underscore is
on
your
Instagram.
On Instagram. Mm-hmm. Are you any on other social media?
Facebook. You can find my Facebook at a bear with thumbs. Everything on social media is a bear with thumbs. That's the other cool part about it is that it was so weird. Nobody had the tags already. Nobody had the URL names.
Okay, so there's a hashtag out there, a bear with thumbs.
Oh, and, yeah, there is. Yeah,
and,
there is.
So you can Google a bear with thumbs. Well, you know, this has been fabulous. Thank you so much for being a guest here, Small Business Spotlight, third episode. And I'm really, really, really appreciating this. And I learned a lot about you and the photography that you've done, and it's a pleasure. You're a nice person that has a wonderful small business, and you're helping other small businesses.
Thank
and
you.
That's really important, and I really, really want to thank you.
Thank you. Thank you.
Thank you so much. Thank you, everybody, for listening in. We're here to help others, and we love doing it. Thank you.